Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, September 11th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web from the Omni Group. Following the introduction of the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro yesterday, Apple has reconfigured the rest of its iPhone lineup to account for the new devices. Apple has dropped the price of the iPhone XR to $599. That's a $150 price cut compared to its original price of $749. Meanwhile, the iPhone 8 will stick around at $449. That's down from $599, while the iPhone 8 Plus now costs $549, down from $699. Apple has stopped selling the iPhone 7, as well as the iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max. That doesn't necessarily mean you won't be able to buy those devices from other retailers, though. This is similar to what Apple did following the introduction of the iPhone XS last year, when it dropped the iPhone X from the lineup completely, but kept the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 7 around at lower prices. The new prices for the iPhone XR and iPhone 8 are reflected now on Apple's website. The iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro will be available for pre-order on September 13th, with the first orders arriving on September 20th. Meanwhile, Apple Stores and Apple.com will soon have a new Apple Watch buying experience for customers. The all-new Apple Watch Studio will allow customers to pair watch models and bands separately at purchase for the first time. This means you can pick the exact Apple Watch band and casing material that you want without having to choose from Apple's pre-configured options. Apple says this new experience will allow customers to create nearly 1,000 different combinations of Apple Watches and Apple Watch bands. This gives users many more customization options than what was previously offered. Apple started packaging the Apple Watch and its paired band separately in the same box, starting with the Apple Watch Series 4 last year. The new Apple Watch Studio experience appears to build on that. Apple has also introduced a variety of new Apple Watch bands, including new colors of the Leather Loop, Sport Loop, Sport Band, Modern Buckle, Nike Sport Loop, and much more. Notably, the Leather Loop has also dropped from $149 to $99. Furthermore, much like with the iPhone, Apple has reconfigured the Apple Watch lineup to account for the new Series 5. The Apple Watch Series 4 has been removed from the lineup completely, but the Series 3 has received a notable price drop. The GPS model now starts at $199, while the cellular model starts at $299. We expect these prices to drop even lower this coming holiday season from numerous third-party retailers. Read more tidbits and details about the Apple Watch Series 5 at the link in the show notes below. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web. OmniFocus for the Web is the new browser-based companion app to the popular professional to-do list manager previously available for Mac and iOS. With OmniFocus for the Web, you can now access your to-do lists from any web browser on any operating system. That will come in handy for the many users in work environments where the Mac and iOS apps can't be installed. The new web version includes all of the core features of the OmniFocus experience, and it syncs back to the OmniFocus apps on Mac and iOS. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for the Web today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5web or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Apple didn't talk about the HomePod on stage yesterday, but it has quietly updated its product pages with some new announcements. First off, the new radio station feature of the HomePod will launch on September 30th. First announced at WWDC, Apple is sourcing over 100,000 stations from services including TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. This should give you a decent selection of top stations to play on HomePod across all categories. All you'll have to do is ask Siri to play a station for you. Unfortunately, other features promised at WWDC for HomePod aren't quite ready yet. According to Apple, multi-user support will not roll out to the HomePod until later this fall. Multi-user support will allow the HomePod to recognize up to 6 different voices in the same home and personalize its responses accordingly. You'll be able to access each user's individual music library and do user-specific tasks such as send text messages and set reminders. Furthermore, the music handoff feature is also not coming to HomePod until later this fall. This feature makes it easier to switch playback from your iPhone to the HomePod. All you'll have to do is bring your phone close to your HomePod and a notification will appear on your lock screen asking if you want to move the playback to your HomePod. Last but not least, Apple is also teasing a new ambient sounds feature for HomePod. This will allow users to easily play white noise sounds, including ocean waves, birdsong, rainstorms, and more. Ideally, Apple will give us more details on these HomePod features and when we might be able to expect them, sooner rather than later. Last but not least, Apple has made some notable changes to its AppleCare Plus offerings. First off, customers can now buy an indefinite monthly AppleCare Plus subscription. Apple is allowing customers to choose to continue their monthly AppleCare Plus coverage as long as they'd like to, or until Apple can't service the device anymore. The new monthly subscription option is available for iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. What this means is that you can now have AppleCare Plus coverage for more than 2 years, but you'll have to remember to cancel it when you sell your device, otherwise Apple will keep charging you every month. In the past, Apple had allowed users to pay for 24 months of service on a monthly basis rather than paying up front. The new AppleCare Plus subscription option is similar to that, but it allows you to be covered for longer than 2 years. Elsewhere, Apple has also quietly launched a new option to protect AirPods and Beats headphones with AppleCare Plus. For a one-time purchase of $29, you can get 2 years of AppleCare Plus coverage, including 2 incidents of accidental damage coverage. If you've purchased AirPods or other Beats headphones in the last 60 days, you're still eligible to add the new AppleCare Plus coverage. Each incident of accidental damage is subject to an additional service fee of $29, but Apple highlights that the AppleCare Plus for headphones coverage includes repair or replacement for the headphones themselves, their battery, and the included charging cable. Without this new AppleCare Plus coverage, a single AirPod costs $69 to get replaced. That makes the new $29 AppleCare Plus coverage seem particularly appealing. Find the full list of eligible products at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to OmniFocus for sponsoring today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.